Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Steel, Luis.
He's looking good today, actually.
He's looking tired.
He looks a bit tired. You okay, yeah. Luis? You good? Are you sure? Do you need a rest?
He's on call.
Yes, he's on call. Yes. Yes.
if at any point this podcast ends quickly, there's a very good reason.
A very good reason. Yeah. Yes, Luis needs to go home.
Yeah. You can work the rest out for yourself. Gabriel needs a sister, I believe. Is that correct? That's correct. Okay, right. Let's get serious. My name is Richard Keyes.
Mine is Andrew Gray.
This is...
Smudger.
Smudger.
A.K.A. Alan Smith.
That's me.
May I just add the original Alan Smith?
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The original. Yeah. And this is Andy... Not Andros.
Andra.
Yeah.
Andros Townsend.
That's scandalous.
So they were passing as we were about to sit down and go in, obviously, for the World Cup. That's... Andy's phone.
That's a very unprofessional, Richard.
Very unprofessional.
Sorry. I think that was Smudger's phone. Smudger. Smudger, I've told you about that phone.
Never learned.
What do you mean? This is how it all starts.
Yes.
But we needed some freshness. I've got, obviously, my usual collection of newspaper headlines from the week, and we just need you boys who have been in the country now for what, less than 24 hours? 48 hours?
A little bit longer than that. A little bit longer. Not a lot, but a little bit longer.
It's your second trip here, Andrew.
My second trip. I came out for the draw. I was only here for literally 2 or 3 days, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Good, it's good to see you boys. Your first time, Smudge?
First time, yeah. So it's all new to me. Yeah.
And you're here why? Working for?
Working for HBS, host broadcaster.
So services. Providing our match commentary on BeIN Sports.
Correct.
That's right, I think. The world feed.
Lucky you. Yes. Yeah, you've got us.
Unfortunately for you, you've got us.
No, actually, to be actually if I'm not happy. Without blowing smoke up your... you are two of our favourites because we hear a lot of co-commentators.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them we don't...
We hear too much of some.
Yes, some of them are too much. But you two always get a positive response from us.
I won't ask you who you don't like.
No, don't ask us that. The list is too long.
This podcast is only 40 minutes. we shall also be joined in about 10 or 15 minutes' time when we stand the boys down by Nicky Butt.
Okay. Oh, nice one.
Who's here to talk about... his career and
Ronaldo.
Various other stories that have broken this past week.
Many chance.
Andy Dunn in the Mirror today. England fans and booze is not always a good mix, so perhaps we should toast the hard to find £11 pint. Hear, hear.
Yes. Hard to find?
Yeah. Well, there's a compromise on our view on this. You can't walk in off the streets to a pub.
No.
But alcohol is freely available here if you want it.
Yes.
And it's not. Hard to find. Have you partaken yet, gentlemen? Because you're going to the
no,
afternoon.
No, do you know what? Because we didn't get in till... We come on different flights, me and Al. I didn't get in till 3 a.m, Richard, on Thursday morning. What day is it today?
Yeah, Friday today.
Yeah, Thursday. I got in at 3 a.m. And we had a full day yesterday of grabbing all the stuff and phones and God knows what
accreditation
else.
Accreditation.
Yeah. Did all that. So I didn't last night. I didn't.
I've been a couple of restaurants in the hotel. Had a pint.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
Good lad.
Just the one.
Just the one. Yes, we're just frugal. Yes.
From the back page of the Mail today, Poch pitch for England job. Maurizio Pochettino has said that were anything to happen going forward to the current incumbent, he would be interested in the job. My question would be on what basis?
I don't know. He's not got a job.
No, that doesn't qualify you to take the England job. Cool. On what basis?
What do you mean? Because he hasn't really won anything. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think
because
he hasn't won anything.
Well, he won in France, didn't he?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I know.
Haven't we moved past employing foreign managers, so to speak?
I was going to ask you that, Smudge.
I think we want to employ English managers.
Why
now,
wouldn't you want to employ an Englishman?
Why wouldn't you want
yeah.
to? Yeah, you yeah. would do.
Well,
yeah.
Why would you necessarily want to? Why? Andy sat here and played under Englishmen for his country, Ireland.
Yeah, no, but it's different.
Why is it?
It is different. I'm sorry, I think it's different. Well, I think you have to understand the culture.
Continental.
I think the English boys have been down that road easy yeah. before, and it's failed quite spectacularly with some high-profile names. I mean, Poch has a great reputation, and there's a very, very good crop of young English players out there right now. So I could understand why his name would be in the frame, but... I mean, certainly Gareth, who knows? If Gareth has a good tournament, he might decide he wants another one.
But if he does, well, if he decides to step down, then you're thinking, who's out there? English.
Who?
Eddie's well, not going to. Eddie's not
ready
gonna,
for
like,
it?
I can't
ready
see
for
him
it?
Coming out of Newcastle.
Why would you?
Jump,
add, no, no. Why would you? The Aegis Islands.
Yeah, I think it's a step down now, largely international football. I think international coaches tend to take those jobs in the hope that there's a bigger one.
Depends
by a bigger one, I mean a Premier League
job. Depends
what
it is in your career, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. I think more and more these coaches that come into international football are at the, not the twilight of their career, but they've had their club careers.
Yeah.
And they're at the 50s, maybe late 50s, early 60s. Then they're looking to step away from the pressure cooker of club football and take international. Yeah. I think that's a lot of them are like that.
Players turn to ice baths and beetroot juice to combat the heat.
Oh, we've been doing that for years.
You've got any in the fridge?
Yes, I've got some sponge out there. In fact, I just had a bath in beetroot juice this morning before I came in.
Have you found it unpalatably warm since you arrived here? Would you say the heat
is
an
issue? It was nothing more than I expected. I knew it was going to be warm, but it's lovely. Listen, it's belting down with rain at home and has been constantly for
about
a month.
Golf course is a shot.
So it's lovely to see
when I did
that
those,
big beauty burning away. In
I
the
did
sky.
Those shuttles outside this morning. I got a bit of a sweat on.
You did, I saw
that. Yeah.
How were the shuttle buses?
Very punctual. Very punctual.
Here we go. I knew it would happen. Coming ho-ho home.
Oh, dear.
Badil and Skinner have re-released an updated version of Three Lions.
I told you it would be out this week.
Just in time for Christmas. The chorus gets into the festive spirit with Three Lions on a sleigh, with She Lion's inspiration. Santa says, let's play the Christmas tree formation.
You can't buy that.
Tell you.
You can't buy that.
It's not the one thing. It's top of a long list of things that irritate people outside of the UK, that song.
Really?
At major tournaments. When you've lived abroad for as long as we have, you understand that, you understand that when the English turn up, and this is not new to the podcast, we've discussed this many times, it is with an arrogance and an expectation. And that song, I know it's built on irony, but that doesn't come outside of the borders of the UK, that ironic flavour about the song. It's football's coming home. That's all people abroad need to hear. And you what? Home? Football doesn't belong to England.
The Croatians had the hump with that, didn't they?
Yeah, very much so. They all do sponge outside of the UK, outside of England.
How many? We haven't seen too many fans. I mean, I know, listen, we're not kicking off for another couple of days. Haven't seen too many pockets of fans here. And are we expecting them all to... Because there's lots of rumours that they're going to stay in Dubai and then come here.
Lots will, Andy. Lots will stay in Dubai. The ones that can afford it will stay in Dubai, I think, a lot of them, in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
And hop in. I've got some friends that are going to do that for a few games. They're coming in and out.
Right.
But you know, as for fans, what was David Dean telling us last night?
2.5 million
tickets have sold.
Wow.
So that's a lot of tickets. That's, you know, that's pretty much everyone.
England haven't sold out their location.
No.
No.
No, there'll be some that
which
don't
is unusual.
Smudge. Well, it's not unusual. When you look at the criticism this country's had in the UK, it's probably not surprising that
not
it
surprising,
hasn't sold
no.
all its tickets. And the negativity that's surrounded, you know, this...
If you boys don't leave here laughing at the briefings you've had so far about do's and don'ts, when you've acclimatized, as Bobby Robson would say, when you've acclimatized to the country, I'd be very surprised.
No.
What you're told... and what you live are two entirely different things.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo, it surprised me a lot. They stopped the clock. Ronaldo rips into Manchester United's lack of evolution. In the same interview, he went on to say, I love Solskjaer. I think he did a great job. Well, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was part of the clock being stopped.
Yes.
Was it not? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, I actually didn't think Ollie did a bad job. I don't think he did.
No, I'm not.
I thought he did okay.
Passing judgment on the job, Andy. Yeah. What Ronaldo's complaining about is there's been no evolution since Fergie.
Right.
Well, they've been obsessed by Fergie for 10 years. Solskjaer was one of the obsessions.
Yeah.
I honestly, wrong time for me, the interview. Well,
understand. It's been manufactured for one reason and one reason only, hasn't it? It is like hitting the nuclear button.
Yeah,
what he's done.
But you know, does he have to do that to get away from the club?
That's my question.
No, he didn't.
No, he does.
He doesn't. And also, I don't think he does. Spoiling his legacy.
He's stained his legacy permanently.
Do you think he really? Because legacies, let's be honest, you don't assess legacies 6 months after someone's left. I don't think. I think you start talking and thinking in terms of legacy terms.
I think fans
after a decade, and I still think he'll be fondly remembered for the...
Who will be remembered better, Best or Ronaldo?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, in my opinion, Besty, of course.
Yeah.
But we're talking about...
Fans do remember, though. You know, they're like elephants. They have got long memories. And
I think the way he did it as well.
Everyone will appreciate what a brilliant player he was for United as a youngster. You know, they'll all remember the footovers and all the rest of it. But they'll also remember the second period that he came to United and what happened.
Having spent an evening with Arsene Wenger, coaches do as well. I mean, what was he saying last night about, he said, you know, the criticism I received from some players.
Ex-players.
He said, it's just unbelievable.
Yes, he said it was
good. Did he say that?
Yeah, he said I really didn't expect some of those
people,
internees.
He said, who you wouldn't expect to criticise.
You know, in that position, you've got a thick skin. Some people...
No, he didn't. have we heard of a gentleman called Kynan Isaac?
No.
Well, you should have done, because he's a 31-year-old who was banned for 10 years over a spot-fixing irregularity.
Okay.
He got booked in a football match.
Right.
Now, that's one issue. How does that play alongside Ivan Toney, who's been charged with 232 breaches, and the suggestion is he'll get a six-month suspension? Isn't Toney's career over?
No, I don't think... I don't believe so. I've got to be honest, Richard, I don't know the...
None of us do at this stage. It's worth
Tony has done or has been accused of. I genuinely haven't even read up on it that much, if I'm being brutally honest. However, and I don't believe he's not here because of that reason. I think he's not here because...
Do you?
Yeah, I do. You can't bring someone on just to take a penalty. And I don't believe he's done enough to absolutely warrant a place in England's starting...
Has he not done more than Callum Wilson?
I would prefer, personally, and... I would have, if I was in Gareth's shoes, I would have brought Callum Wilson.
Would you really? I think I'd have gone the other way, to be honest.
Yeah, and I like Ivan Toney. I've watched him, but he'd not been around it for long enough.
No.
Yeah.
Been around it.
I just wonder whether he looked at him in training over those Nations League games and he just thought it was a little bit raw, you know, a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah, he is out.
International football.
Isn't that his attraction in many ways? He's different.
You've got a little different to what
they've got. You know, he's a little bit, you know, he's a little, not a maverick, but you know what I'm saying? You're not quite sure what you're going to get. Mm. But his numbers are good.
100%.
You can't argue with his numbers.
Southgate knew. Well, no question. Yeah. And they dodged a bullet. I mean... He got charged, 48 hours after the squad was announced?
Mm.
Come on. Mm. By the same organisation?
He would have known.
But it's hard to knock Callum
Wilson. Whether it influenced his decision, Andy, I don't know.
With what he's done at Newcastle, the goals he scored, it's hard to argue with his inclusion, whatever you say about that.
There's always one in history. I mean, who was the guy that ended Gary Lineker's career controversially? Who was that now?
Graham Taylor.
Smith.
Yeah, Graham Taylor.
Was it?
Somebody called Smith.
Awful. Awful.
Last guy. Brilliant. Inter Miami make a move to sign Cristiano Ronaldo. No, they don't.
Aren't they going for Messi?
Yeah.
The key, Andra, is who sponsors the football club?
Is it? It's an Argentinian gentleman.
Who sponsors Messi? Is it Adidas? Who's Ronaldo with Nike?
Doesn't work.
Can't see it.
Doesn't work.
No, maybe not.
No. Don't see it at all, that.
Have you spoken to Phil?
Yes. Quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing all right, been better, hasn't he?
I think he's been very good this year. I listen, because he's a Neville, he gets battered, doesn't matter what he does. But I think he's developed into a very good coach. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, he's a lovely guy. Lovely lad.
He's a good guy.
I really hope that going forward his career expands where it should.
Yeah.
Because he's done his time. Yeah. He's done his time. Yeah. For me, anyway. In for the Kyle. No. Bruised Reds come out fighting. They're going to sign Kylian Mbappe, apparently, Manchester United, according to the Mirror this week. And they're going to pay him £500,000 a week, which is exactly half what he's earning at the moment.
I was just going to say he's earning £1 million netto every week. I don't think he's going there somehow.
No, are they serious?
If he goes anywhere, he'll go to Spain, won't he?
Yeah.
He has
to take a wage, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I would think so.
That's it. One club, probably.
Did either of you ever consider playing your trade lower than the exceptionally high standards you'd set for yourself? The reason for the question is Blythe Spartans have made a bid for Cristiano Ronaldo, offering to take the Wantaway star for a pie and a pint of Stella.
I commentated one of their games the other day against Wrexham in the FA Cup.
Did you?
That's right.
And the ESPN. They are a good team. They've got some good football.
Ronaldo won't get in it then.
But they're at the bottom of their table.
There is a team, there's a team, man, that have just said they'll take Erling Haaland to keep him.
Yes, right. Yes, they are.
There is one.
Yeah. Oh, I did Cheltenham when I finished playing for 6 months. I played at Cheltenham.
When I joined Middlesbrough, I was earning much more than I was earning at Villa than what Doug would give me. Doug wouldn't. I had a year left, and I went to Doug and I said, "Listen, I want another year," and I told him what I wanted. He said, no.
Duke, can see him.
Right, and I said, "Well, I can get it from a team playing in the league below, and that's kind of where I am and what I want. I think you should give it to me." No, we can't afford that. No one's getting that, which was like ludicrous, you know, because there was loads getting that. Yorkie was still there earning top dollar, and he was younger and he deserved it. But it does happen, Keezy. So I went to Borough for significantly more than what I was getting in the Premier League.
Martin O'Neill's written a book, longhand, as you would expect. He was with us, I think, last week.
Andy,
was it?
Last week.
I read the serialisation. His interview with Doug was conducted with Doug in tennis kit.
Yes.
Martin sarcastically asked, "Is Rafael Nadal?" And sort of Doug looked at him, bemused, and went on to tell him the story of how he invented the overhead.
The bicycle kick.
Yes.
The overhead kick. That's funny.
Everybody, Smudge is looking confused. Doug Ellis, when he
invented
was in
the bicycle kick.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the credit.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, really.
He should have got a lot
more. I'm surprised you haven't heard that.
I haven't. I've never really been in Deadly Dogs.
What was it? He did this at 10,000?
No, he starts off he was in the war and he was playing the Italians the ball came over and it was behind him slightly. So I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I could hear the 5,000 crowd gasp as the ball was approaching me, thinking, what is he going to
centre forward, breathing down his neck.
This is escape to victory, isn't it?
It's a bit like that. Yeah. So then he says, so the 15,000 crowd, as I turned, what is he doing? And then as I lifted myself just into the air to bicycle kick this, the 30,000 crowd rose to applaud.
And the 50,000 boarded him off at the end of the game.
The millions watching on TV.
So that was Dink.
Oh, this is a belter.
My senior official going up. I'll tell you.
Senior official at Italy's Association of Football Referees has been accused of living a double life as an international drug trafficker named Rambo. Seriously, he's helped smuggle tons of marijuana from Spain and threatened to torture his rivals. I think this is his cartel rivals, not his players. Rosario Donofrio has sent shockwaves through the National Association of Referees. I suppose that makes Mike Dean and the rest just.
You look forward to seeing Mike.
Yeah, I am actually. He's coming out to work for BN
Sports. Coming out to work for us.
Oh, is he?
Mike Dean. Yes. Yeah. He's one of our eclectic bunch of men and women who are working with us.
Well, my first question will be, do you think it's a referee's job to turn up thinking that you're there to entertain? Which Mike left us with that thought when he'd quit. I always saw it as my duty to turn up and entertain. No, Mike.
No, just ref.
No.
You're just there to enforce the laws.
The less conspicuous you are, the better. Who was the ref whose last game was at Liverpool and he thought the cop was applauding him because it was his last game?
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right.
The final whistle, the cop who applauded
No, I'll tell you who that was. I'm going to put the record straight on this now. It was Jeff Winter.
Yes, it was.
It was Jeff Winter. And again, it was said with some irony.
Yeah.
that he Jeff's a funny guy, Alan.
Sorry, Jeff.
And he actually put that in the book, and the exclamation mark that we used to use, it's now an emoji, obviously. The exclamation mark was removed, and we've all nailed him ever since.
Oh, okay.
But I have to stand up in his defence and say that he didn't really mean that. I don't think.
I think Jeff might have. I think they were applauding the fact that Dean Windus smacked him in the back of the head with that ball. That was at Anfield, wasn't it?
I walked into a Middlesbrough nightclub and the fella said, if you go upstairs, the top floor, there's a bar up there and there's also a jacuzzi up there. Right, you know. So so literally, about 10 of the lads, we looked up, we could just see this one head sort of hanging out the side of this jacuzzi on this top floor. It was Jeff. He was in the VIP
seat.
Have you seen the documentary, the story of how the Jules Rimet trophy was nicked?
No.
The thief actually went in to steal. It was displayed at a stamp show in Methodist Central Hall in London. No real security with it. This is back in 66, obviously. And the thief went in to nick the stamps, which were worth 50 million.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
Saw the World Cup and thought, hang on.
I love that.
Yeah, wow. I'll have that instead.
Go on in, I'll have that, yeah.
It became an issue for it. So they've now found who it was that nicked it. But does anybody know what happened to the Jules Rimet trophy?
What do you mean, what happened to it? What?
Brazil got it?
Yeah, Brazil have got it.
Did they keep it?
Yeah, they kept it. Once they won it three in a row. Three times.
It got nicked. Again? No one knows where it is.
Really? You're joking.
It got nicked again. It's disappeared again. not a lot of people know that.
It's not being particularly looked after with like,
no,
you know,
no, bearing in mind.
Is it? Security around
and the one
it
that England
great.
Were presented with, that Bobby right. Moore picked up,
yeah.
was the one that the FA had cast in case they couldn't find the original.
Wow.
So that was the duplicate, which was later switched in the dressing room. You should see the documentary. Later switched in the dressing room for the original. Oh. They were that concerned about it going missing again.
Good info, this.
That they cast a...
I bet they didn't learn that yesterday, did you?
No, you didn't. In your long, lengthy session.
I bet you didn't learn that yesterday in your 8 hours.
It was very enjoyable, though, wasn't it?
Was it really?
What was that?
Yesterday. It was good.
Just briefly, in closing, sorry, before you go any further, who's the best player ever to have worn England's number 7 shirt?
So who's worn it? So Robbo's worn it.
Keegan's
worn it. Bex has worn
people
it.
People I've played with, I was thinking. But
well, according to the Telegraph this week,
Alan Ball?
Brian Robson.
Oh, Robbo, we'd argue with that.
Ball 7 or 8, and Ball
7.
Would he have been 7?
Was it 7, Ball?
7, yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
Number 8 shirt?
What about it? Who's the best?
Wasn't on the pitch when England won the World Cup.
Jimmy Greaves.
Correct, Alan. Number 9's interesting.
Wasn't Horst. Horst is 10. Smudger must be up there, is he?
Yeah.
No, Smudger wore 14.
12. Yeah. Smudger was 12.
Me and Thierry, 14. Not Shearer?
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Kane.
Best
Harry Kane.
Oh,
11, Bobby Charlton.
Bobby
12, you don't even get a mention. Sol Campbell.
Big sold.
Yeah, 14, Jimmy Armfield.
10?
10 is, well, obviously,
Jeff.
Couldn't be anybody else, could it?
Jeff Hurst?
Yeah.
Is that?
Jeff.
So Jeffrey.
And the 6?
Bobby Moore, innit?
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah. Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5?
Rio gets a mention at 5.
Is he?
See, here's one, Adam. Glenn Hoddle at 4. No. No.
Why?
Ray Wilkins.
Butch?
Yeah.
Well, some good. There are some good boys there. They're
90 caps Ray got.
Yeah, he did. What a great lad, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't Glenn's fault, was it? He never got what he should have done.
Keezy, I remember as a 12-year-old going having trials at Chelsea. And Ray was the skipper at Chelsea at 18.
He was, yeah, that's right.
And at Mitcham, man, they used to have a training ground at Mitcham. And as a 12-year-old kid, I never forget seeing Butch on the train. And he took my little group for training. It, you know, at the end, it was like the end of May, first week in June, where they do some coaching. And he was like an idol of mine. He really was, and he was such a great bloke, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was such a great bloke.
You
really
can't
was.
Find, I don't think, all the people I've met and been privileged to have done so during my time.
Yes, you have been privileged, son, yes.
I don't think I've met anybody that has got anything unkind to say about Ray.
He's such
No, you're right.
He really was. Sure. The last time I worked in TV, and we were talking about Game of Thrones, and he said, "Have you seen Game of Thrones?" I said, "No." "What? You haven't seen Game of Thrones, fella?" I said, "No,
fella."
I said, "I haven't seen it." He said, "You've got to watch it. It's unbelievable. It's got a bit of everything. It's a bit of this, a bit of that. It's got a lot. You know, it's just great. Such a..."
I've only met one other person who would be up there with him as being the nicest person in football.
Go on, easy.
No, don't be silly. I said the nicest. There you go. Gianfranco.
Gianfranco is a
player.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He is a lovely guy.
Unreal, Andra. I keep saying everything, but I just say, you're ridiculous.
No,
you're
humble.
Why are you so nice?
He is.
He's amazing.
Such a
big
Ron
couldn't
player.
Handle Ray Wilkins. I met him when I was 26, just moved to Manchester. And they were at the Cliff in those days. And he'd heard I was from the south.
Ron Haddon?
No, Ray. Midlands, originally. But I'd spent 2 years in London. "Good morning, young chappy." And he's got these sort of Wellington boots, hairy boots he was wearing that really weren't for the time or the place at all. And Ron wasn't happy about this. "Good morning, young chappy. I hear you're from God's country." I said, "Well, you want to get yourself back down there as fast as you can." Ron, he was too clever for Ron. And Ron tried to get rid week in, week out. And every time he was on the cusp, Robbo got injured. And so Ray came.
Didn't he buy Remy Moses to replace Ray?
He did. He bought Robbo and Remy at the same time.
When he scored the goal in the cup final, Butch. When he scored the
Brighton,
the little left foot, the curler, lovely. So that was Ron, wasn't it?
Yes,
was that Ron Keyes? Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right. Because I do remember. I remember thinking like there might be a spell where
there was a League Cup final and Robbo got injured and he had to put Ray was captain. Well, actually, wore the 7 shirt that day because Remy had 4. But he just whatever Ron tried, and then of course. Robbo was due to sign for Milan. Dennis Roach was in the middle of that deal and Robbo said no. United said no, not having it. But we have got one.
Yeah, you can have Ray Wilkins.
Ray Wilkins.
Yeah.
Ray walked into the room and Dennis was sat there and he went, "Right, this conversation will only continue when he leaves the room, fella." So he threw even then had the courage to say, "Right, no, I'm bossing this. Yeah. Sorry, he's out. Right now, let's talk great times." Man. Brilliant.
Sadly
brilliant
missed. Sadly
gentlemen,
missed.
Thank you. I hope that you thoroughly enjoy your time in Qatar.
You
leave with a totally different opinion of this country to the one that you've been told you should have.
Yes. Yes.
Would that be fair?
And we'll start that this afternoon as soon as we finish the podcast. Yes.
Well, let's hope for a great football tournament, first and foremost.
Yes. Who do you fancy, by the way, quickly before
all
you
about
go?
The football.
Who do you fancy?
I would imagine, Ant, all the talks about Brazil, looking at their squad, see much beyond that.
I'd go with that. I mean, I'd love to think England could progress and maybe get to the final, but
I'm going to Argentina.
Another one that's been great for me.
Are you going, Keezy?
Keezy, what are you doing?
I think there's some really good sides here.
I know. I never asked that.
I think Uruguay might be a dark horse.
Oh, you got to rattle off 4 or 5 now.
Yeah, I am. Uruguay might be a dark horse. Obviously, the two that you've discussed, Brazil and Argentina. I think the Danes will be difficult.
They'll not win it.
And they're not saying they'll win it, but I think they'll be a tough team to play against.
Is there any chance
England aren't winning
that a new country could win it?
an African country. I'm African. Doing Senegal tomorrow, but
no money.
Yeah. Money's out.
Yeah. Big blow.
Massive
big
blow. Blow. That's a massive blow.
Yeah.
France. That's like England losing.
I mean, France have got a couple that have.
How many times have countries held it?
Once.
Defended it.
Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah. Yeah.
Just Brazil.
I watched Germany against England. I was surprised that I thought how ordinary they looked.
Germany
at the moment. Germany.
England.
Germany. Yeah.
But you know they'll progress and
but again,
well, Belgium way through.
Belgium again, and maybe because this is the first tournament where most people have sort of gone like that, yeah, and really pushed them to one side, and considering them. Generation. Maybe that's
this is the last chance for a lot of them.
It is for a lot of them.
A lot of them.
In closing, I thought it was really good to see the Prince of Wales wave England off with such an encouraging
supportive message. You're a bad boy. You're a bad boy. Did he not go? He waved the Welsh boys off as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but when he was asked about it later in the day, he said he's supporting both teams.
Oh, good lad. Yeah. Well done.
So,
well done. Well done.
And he's wheeled away.
Yeah, no, he's away. And he's backed away from the microphone.
That's your MBE gone. Yeah. By the way, nothing can affect us.
No.
Exactly. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very aware of that.
Gentlemen, thank you again.
Yeah.
It's much nice
pleasure.
To see you.
We shall
have a glass later. Nicky Butt, how are you?
Nicky.
Yeah, I'm good, lads. How are yourselves? All good?
Yes, getting ready for couple of days time, Nicky. This little country will explode in a couple of days. Yeah. So getting ready for
at least in the sunshine, it's absolutely thrown it down here in Manchester. So
of course it is, Nicky. Of course it is.
Why do people that live in Manchester always sound surprised when it rains?
I know.
Why?
It always rains in Manchester.
But it does.
Yes.
Nick, the first question we've already discussed via text. What's the answer? And then let's see if Andy can work the question out.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
What's the answer? Come on, I asked on Twitter. Not Twitter. I asked you the other day on WhatsApp. You've forgotten, haven't
Me?
You? Yes, you've forgotten,
yeah,
haven't you?
What was it?
The question is...
Oh, right, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's big.
That's big, you're asking. No, it's not.
That's big.
The question was, I said, after all these years, need to know what it was Dennis Wise said to you when you got sent off at Stanford.
Right. Yeah.
That's big.
By the way, no, it's not.
Didn't it involve a cheeky pinch of the thigh and have some of that? And then he made a reference to the colour of your hair?
It was a bit higher up. A bit higher up in the thigh, inner thigh. But yeah, no, Dennis was obviously, he knew he could wind me up, and we've had a laugh about that when I've met him a few times on holidays and stuff, so we're all good.
Were you easy to wind up, buddy?
No, I wasn't actually, just with him. It was just one of them things, just flat on the
You're
pitch.
You're not alone.
And then when you get off the pitch, you meet someone, you see that they're good lads, and you'd wish they were in your team. So I've had plenty of players I played against like that.
Yeah.
We're all good. It's good. It's all good.
Oh, Dennis is a great fella.
Yeah.
Good. Great fella. Yeah. You're
met him several times. Actually, a funny story was I was on holiday with my kid family in Dubai, and my son was about six, and he piled up with this little lad, this little Cockney lad, really lovely little kid. And he's playing with him. And I said, "All right, buy him an ice cream and everything." And then he said, "Oh, my dad plays football." And he went, "Oh, what's his name?" Dennis Wise. I said to my son, Ruben, get rid of him. You can't play with him no more.
Are you sure it was his son or was it Dennis? Yeah. I mean,
but met him lots of times. Good lad, good guy.
Go on then. You mentioned there are others who might be in that team that you played against and didn't necessarily enjoy, but thought was a good lad later.
Lee Bowyer, couldn't stand Lee Bowyer when I played against him against Leeds. Ended up being a teammate at Newcastle. Fantastic lad, really good lad.
Yeah.
Shay Given, didn't like him at
Shay,
first. Great lad.
Really?
Gary, yeah.
How can you not like Shay?
Gary
Nobody
Neville.
Dislikes... Oh, Gary Neville, there's an easy one.
Hated Gary Neville. Hated Gary Neville when he's played for the town teams. Hated him. Hated a few lads in the local area that he ended up playing United with. So it's strange football, isn't it? You always... Most of the people that you play against, you don't like when you meet them in a bar or you meet them on holiday or something. Yeah.
I mean, we've just been talking with Alan Smith, the original Alan Smith, and Andy Townsend, Nick. And yeah. I was just saying that, you know, I've been privileged to have met so many people that I wouldn't have got anywhere near down the years. And football people are, by and large, just good lads.
Aren't they? Yeah,
they are. You know, whatever's left on the pitch should stay there and later. It's great sitting and listening and absorbing the stories as I have down the years.
Yeah, but to be fair, Butty's right. Yeah, most of them are, but there's one or two that you'd never get tired of slapping, if I'm being honest. You know, there's a couple. I'm not going to name ones that I'll think, but and I don't expect you to, Butty, but there is always a couple that you wouldn't get tired of slapping, wouldn't there?
I know yours.
I know you do. I know you do.
Nick, we can't not mention it. What did you make of the interview this week? The interview.
Yeah, honestly, I've not watched it. I've probably seen his clips. I've seen the quotes. It's sad. I think it's sad that someone that has been so idolised everywhere he's been, but particularly at Man United, has come out and spoke like that. He's obviously got his reasons, and if I'm honest, a lot of the stuff that he's said, it's hard to argue with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mean about the ground and the training ground and things like that?
Yeah, the infrastructure and things going on at the club. But it's hard to argue with that. So I think a lot of people will agree with that. But it's just, you lads know, you just don't do that when there's people sat next to you in changing rooms about young players not going to be top players. People have changed. Look, trust me, when I was at United, I was a lot older than Ronaldo when he came. And I was saying that. It's just the football and the world evolved, and I'm sure you guys are saying that about the younger boys before you. They're all different generations, and it's irrelevant, really. People will change. The next group will come along, they'll be different manners, they'll have different kind of upbringing. It's just life, it moves on, and it's sad to see the interview. I've not seen it, my son's seen it. I couldn't watch it. It was one of them ones you think, I don't want to watch it because I don't want to think bad of it, of such a legend of a footballer. And I've known him when he was younger, Cristiano, and lovely lad, really good lad, but obviously, as you get older, dynamics change in your life. You become a bit more, well, obviously become much more bigger superstar, and that can affect you, and you think you can say what you want, and unfortunately,
the only thing, the thing about it, Nick, that really struck me was, I haven't seen it. I think only 25,000 people have, if we're honest, and make that point appears when we meet him week after next. But no, what he has said obviously has been very widely reported. Now, In the position that I've had down the years, I don't know what the motivation is. I don't believe that he's looking to get the sack, because don't tell me he can't come to a negotiated settlement with Manchester United without having gone this route. See, if I'm Piers Morgan and he's genuinely a friend, I would have said to him, listen, get yourself out, get yourself a club, get settled, and then we'll do this interview.
Now, do you think anyone can tell Ronnie what to do?
No, I don't think so, Nicky.
I said to Keezy, the difference, that's fine, and he might have said that, Piers Morgan might have said that to him, but come on,
Cristiano
Ronaldo, no, is there anyone you think that would have got to Cristiano
Ronaldo? But you protect
Ronaldo?
Your mates.
Yeah, but who? He's not going to listen to anybody, is he?
You
if
protect
he's made
your
his
mates.
Mind up,
you,
he's doing
you,
it.
You don't expose them in, it, listen, great, Piers will have enjoyed this, he's had unbelievable mileage from it, but he's fried his pal. And I've never subscribed to that view. I've stopped interviews at different times. I've suggested that interviewees say something different that's not as inflammatory as those things that he has said, to make sure that the relationship is extended beyond, you know, the length of the interview.
I think the sad thing is it's just the way it's gone about and the way it ended. It could have ended easily. It could have just had a chat. Let's move on. Let's go our separate way. Let's not kill it. Let's not kill the club that I supposedly love. And let's not, you not kill me. And it's just sad the way it's gone around. And it'll happen again. It's happened plenty of times when big players have left Man United. And it'll happen again. But the sad thing is, he's done it, you know, publicly on live, on like a TV with a host that obviously loves the attention. And it's sad, really. Yeah. And whether people is on Ronaldo's side or the club's side, it's irrelevant, really. It's just sad that happened.
Yeah.
Do you think it's lasting? I mean, we were talking to Andy Townsend earlier, and Andy says, you know, through time, you know, this might fade and his legacy won't be, you know, maybe tainted in the way it looks like it has been right now.
No, I think his legacy will stay. I think it will stay. I don't think that'll change. I think, particularly at this moment in time when the fans aren't on side with the owners and the board and so on. So I think that his legacy will stay. I don't know about you lads, but I just knew exactly when he'd come back, he's going to end in tears. I mean, if someone comes back to the club, after being so successful, it's only going to end in tears, and that's what's happened.
Andy and I had a disagreement on that, Nick. I always said it was an emotional signing from both sides, and it was wrong, and it was, go and play football somewhere else.
I always remember watching it in the lad, he's mad on football, and thinking, it's unbelievable, just keep scoring goals, he's a goal machine. You're actually laughing about the amount of goals he scored last season.
I know.
But you just knew there was a massive blow up around the corner, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
How good were Kevin Keegan and Terry McDermott at head tennis?
Well, they couldn't beat me and Michael.
Is that right? I don't think so.
He couldn't beat you and Michael. Michael couldn't get up to the net to head over in the first place.
Michael had his stilts on to get over the net, so it was okay.
They
were very good. It was very frustrating that they used to beat us every time we swore them. Every time. And it used to drive me mad. But then I found out every time we brought the balls in, they'd pick one and flatten it so it didn't move fast.
Brilliant.
So we bet them, I think it was a grand a man. So they beat us and they kept getting... So I went to the bank. I know, was it me or Mike? I went to the bank in the morning and got £1,000 of 2p's. £2,000 of 2p pieces and poured them on the gaffer's Kevin's desk. And I thought he was going to kill us. He didn't see the full side of it. That was the last time he played.
You'll be pleased to know that we know that story, and he tells it still with some aggression.
Yeah. Kevin lives about 2 minutes away from me in Hale, where we live in Manchester, and he says it every time I walk past him. He says it. Driving me mad.
What a good guy, though, eh?
Great lad.
Yeah, top. Yeah, great guy, bro. Great, great, great guy. And when I walk past with my kids and stuff, and, you know, he's older now, obviously, and I just say, you know that guy there? And they go, no. I say, well, he was better than all the players. So, it's great to see him.
Yeah, when you do next walk past him, please give him our best wishes.
Yes, please, Nick.
He was an integral part of what we've done here, Nick, over a period of time, and it was always good to spend time with Kevin. What are you up to? What's the game plan?
I've not been doing a lot, really. I mean, I'm waiting to Salford as a CEO full-time now, so we're trying to push that forward. We're just looking at buying a new stadium and training ground, so there's a lot of investment gone in. Gary's always done a good job, but part-time, 2 days a week, so... As an owner group, we realised that we need to be coming in full time and make some full time jobs. So I've gone in as CEO. Scoldy's gone in as head of recruitment, and Ryan's going to go in as like, you know, look over the football philosophy side. So we're all going full time.
Well, they're not short on talent, are they?
No, we've got a good setup. It's just that we went up so quickly from the lower leagues, like we've gone up 5-6 tiers. And it was still being run a bit like a semi-professional club, even though it's a League Two. We've got like a 7,000-seater stadium, a lot of money getting in. So we're really going to push it now, and we're all going full-time to that. So nice, busy with that at the minute.
In closing, who was the greatest midfield player of your generation?
Oh. Wow. What do you mean, central midfield? Do you mean wide?
I have my own view on this, which Andy knows.
What have played with, you mean?
No. I just mean of his generation. My favourite Premier League player of all time.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Premier League player, for me. If you said player, I just straight away did him all the time. But Premier League player, for me, I'd put three in there, but let's explain why. But I think, without putting my Man United hat on, I think Gerrard's got to be one. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think Scholes.
Yeah, that's the one he was after. Nick.
And Keane.
I'd put Keane in all the time. Keezy doesn't agree with me. I would have Keane in all the time.
All day long. All day. Scholesy did things Keane couldn't do.
Yeah, he did. Scholes is a better natural footballer than Keane.
Correct.
But if I had to pick one player to go into a team with me, it'd be Roy. And the reason why...
Agreed.
...is that he drove the team in every single way. And if you had him in your team, 95% of the time, you'd win the game. And that's because of his drive, his energy, his determination, everything.
Thank you, Nick. His face is tripping him now, because that's what I've always said about Keane. He would be my team.
Scholesy all day long. Started out as a 10, Nick. Became a 6. Unbelievable.
I played with Scholesy from the age of 11. So he was always unbelievable. But for me, the best player, technically, gifted, Scholes, passing, ability-wise, Scholes. But the one that affected the team the most was Keane.
There you go.
Yeah,
you go.
Well, so you can. They're not a bad two in a 4-4-2.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Where do you get in there?
I was on the bench quite a bit, so I had to wait when I was injured. I was okay when the manager started changing it to three in the midfield.
Yeah, you liked that. Yeah, absolutely. What about the World Cup, quickly? Yeah. Any thoughts? What do you think? What are you expecting?
To be honest with you, you'll know it. You're on the ground over there. I don't know what to expect at the minute. I'm sure it'll be amazing once it starts. Football-wise, I think England will go close. I don't think they'll win it, if I'm honest. I think the winners will be, for me, I think Argentina or France. But I also think I'd like to keep close on Denmark. I think they've got a really good squad, a really good team.
He's through that. I
don't think they'll get and win it, but I think they'll definitely get to the semi-finals. I won't be surprised if England come back and won it for once, but I can't look any further than Argentina or France, if I'm honest.
And Andy's on the RGs. Nick's been brilliant. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking time out this morning.
Cheers,
and we need to make this more regular going forward. Who knows what happens post World Cup in our part of the world, but with the COVID pandemic now settled, and I hope we're able to invite one or two more guys to come and see us again. So thanks for your time.
That'd be great.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Enjoy the World Cup.
Thank you. Take care, mate.
Cheers. Bye bye. Thanks, bye.
A bumper pre-World Cup issue. No time for anything else. If you found us for the first time, do please spread the word. Let your mates know that we are here. There will be World Cup pods. But
is that?
Yeah. Can't think it'll be daily. It'll still be a weekly pod, I think.
Hours?
But yeah.
We'll be too busy.
And that's what I'm saying.
Goodness me, what
And
you
I've
doing?
Just seen Luis's phone as your...
Oh, no.
I think you've got to go.
Wow. Look, hold on. It's from the wife. Get home now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.